This audio guide will be accompanying you on a 45-minute tour of the Philological Library at the Free University of Berlin. It will introduce you to some of the special features of the library and the spectacular design by its architects, the company Foster and Partners. Before you begin your tour, the president of the Free University, Professor Dieter Lentzen, would like to say a few words of greeting.
The Free University Berlin has always been an opponent of constraints, including design constraints that would impose a uniform architectural style upon it. Over the past 60 years, the university has been the showplace of scientific disputes and a forum for debate on the great issues of the time, a place for freedom of thought for a free people, and it has also allowed itself the freedom of being a part of modern architectural history. Undoubtedly, one of the highlights of the architectural history of the Free University Berlin is the Library for the Humanities Department designed by Lord Norman Foster. Located at the midpoint of the academic campus in Dahlem, it has become the building most closely associated with the university. For what other structure should lie in the center of this university campus than, as Norman Foster calls it, the Berlin brain? I would like to welcome you to the library and wish you an exciting tour as you explore this architectural masterpiece. It is one of the most fascinating library buildings of the present day, the Philological Library of the Free University of Berlin.
Now go and stand near the round carpet with the seal of the Free University so that your back is to the door. Take a look around the library, along the open upper levels and up to the ceiling. The building is cut into two symmetrical halves by the central axis. You can see the three upper galleries with their rounded undulating perimeters. In the middle, a vertical band of red stelae is grouped around the central stairways. These are information panels for library users. Two more stelae are located to your left and right, near the banks of lockers. Your audio tour will be following these red panels, which are marked with a headphone pictogram and a number. When you come to one of these points, just type the number onto the keypad of your audio guide and press the play button. Now you can leave the atrium and head straight past the circulation desk to the red panel near the stairs. It will provide you with information on the layout of the ground floor. If you need to familiarize yourself with your audio guide, please press the Help button.